Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
When you pray the Lord's Prayer and ask God not to lead you into temptation but to deliver you from the evil one, and God answers that prayer, how does he do it? What does it look like to be delivered from evil? That's the topic of today's episode. God is the director of tempting circumstances. But he's not just the director. He doesn't just carry us into tempting circumstances. He's also the deliverer. The deliverer from evil. So often we are battered and smashed around by sin unnecessarily. We become enslaved in a dreadful bondage of sin, and we don't even have to. It's all unnecessary. God is a refuge. We could run back into the house. He is the deliverer. He offers protection. He offers protection, but it's very important. That protection is not automatic just because you're a Christian. One of the most dangerous mistakes we can make is to assume that God's promises and his protection are automatic and unconditional. They are neither. They're conditioned on us taking refuge in him. Psalm 91:9, if you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. Psalm 18:30, he is a shield for all who take refuge in him. We have to take refuge in God and make him our dwelling in order to receive this protection. And that's what's behind the prayer, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Point, when Jesus said to pray that, again, we've seen this all through the, it's not just a matter of reciting the words. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us. Those words and that prayer must reflect the true desire of the heart, which is constantly looking to God as a refuge, running to God as a refuge, and relying on him completely for deliverance from evil. And so, when we do that, God will answer the prayer. He will exempt us from many temptations. Not all temptations, obviously. We can't be exempted from all temptations because some temptations are necessary for God's perfect plan. Jesus even faced temptation. Jesus never failed to take refuge in his Father, and yet even he suffered temptation in the desert. Praying to be shielded from temptation is just like praying for anything else. At the end of the prayer, you say, nevertheless, your will be done. I mean, give me this thing I'm asking for if it can fit into your perfect plan, but if it can't, then I don't want it. Because sometimes we absolutely must face a temptation. And in those times, thankfully, no matter how much we pray for protection, God will say no to that prayer because he's only going to do what's best for us. However, there are many other times when there is another way. God is going to put you into a tempting situation if you don't pray. But if you do pray, he won't put you there. There's another way he can accomplish his perfect plan. And in those cases, when we pray for protection, we will get it. And it's one of those prayers, when it happens, you can't see the answer, can you? It's invisible. I mean, God makes it so you end up getting off on the next exit or the previous exit so you don't face any temptation. You have no idea that if you would have gotten off on that one exit, there would have been a problem. God can answer this prayer 100 times a day, and no doubt does, without you ever even knowing it. You don't know all the temptations that you just missed. There are some temptations that when the circumstances are set up in a certain way, you will fall every time. To that particular temptation, in this particular circumstance, you'll fall every time, right? Don't we all have those kinds of things? And if God allowed us to face those circumstances and those temptations 20 times a day, we would fall 20 times a day. And you know the enemy would do that to you every day if he could, wouldn't he? But he can't. It's not happening. Because the Lord is answering your prayer to protect you from temptation. He's being your shelter. That's what we're asking for when we say, Lord, carry us not into temptation. And the more we pray that, and the more genuine the prayer is, and the more faith we have, the more we're relying on him, the more he will answer that prayer, the more protection we'll have. And even in those times when He decides, nope, you need to face this particular situation in order to accomplish my perfect plan. Even then, that doesn't mean we're totally without protection. He protects us even then. When God doesn't grant our request, lead us not into temptation, we can still pray the other part, deliver us from the evil one. Okay, now I'm in the temptation, deliver me from the evil one. And God answers that prayer by providing the grace to resist. When you must, when duty calls you to a place where you're going to face temptation, and you must face it, then he will provide you with enough grace to resist. 2 Peter 2:9, the Lord knows how to rescue the godly men from temptation. 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. We've all felt temptations that seemed impossible to resist, right? But none of us have ever felt a temptation that was actually impossible to resist. We've felt temptations that seemed more than we can handle, never actually felt one that actually was more than we can handle. That never happens to a Christian. It happens to non-Christians, but never to a child of God. 1 John 5:18, we know that anyone who born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him. The whole world lies in the lap of the evil one. Satan can do as he pleases with the world, not with us. We're protected. God is protecting us every moment of every day from satanic attack. You say, okay, well, what about when I have to face the temptation, and then he gives me the grace, and I resist that grace, and I fall to the temptation, and I sin? Even then, he's protecting you. Even then. Satan asked to sift Peter like wheat, and what was God's answer to that? I mean, I always think about that. He says, Jesus said to Peter, Peter, Satan asked to sift you like wheat. And, you know, Peter's like, well, you said no, right? And the answer, no. The answer was yes. Peter was boasting when he should have been praying, and he needed to undergo that test and as a result. And so Peter would ultimately fail that test and fall into terrible sin. But even then, the Lord was protecting him. He wanted to protect his faith. The verse says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And Jesus prays that way for all of us. John 17:15, my prayer is not that you will take them out of the world, but that you will protect them from the evil one. That's the way that the Lord intercedes for us. So God is our protector. But that protection is conditional. Conditional. It's conditioned in large measure on our recognizing how much danger there is out there so that we will run to him as our protector and take refuge in him. Make him our shelter. Make him our refuge. One commentator put it this way. He said, we are so made that no power in the universe can force the door of the castle in which we live. The door has no knob or latch outside. It can only be opened from within. Nor can all the power of the world's evil force its way into the sanctuary in which we dwell. Thus we have only to refuse to yield, and temptation has no power to harm us. You're locked in a secure fortress, and the enemy can't even begin to penetrate that fortress. There's one way and one way only Satan can get you to sin, and that is for you to voluntarily come out of the fortress. He cannot force you to sin. Ever. The only way you can ever sin is if you willingly choose. After hearing this quick little study on how God delivers you from evil, think of at least one specific change you could make in your life to cooperate more with God's way of protecting you from and delivering you from sin.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always, and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.